Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today we're going to talk about whether or not you can booby trap your house. Could you booby trap your house legally so that it shoots an intruder, for instance, when you're not there? This is actually something that's been discussed a lot in courts, and the answer might not be what you like, assuming that you want to protect your property. But of course, if you're a burglar, you're going to like the results. But someone asked me about this and they said, Steve, can you actually discuss as a specific case called Katko versus Briney, which sounds old school, and it is. It's from Iowa. But this case is a very good discussion of the rationale behind why you cannot set what's called a trap gun or a spring gun, or you can't set some kind of booby trap that will severely injure somebody who's trespassing on your property. And so the rationale that people have is, well, let's suppose you own two houses. You live in one, and the other house, let's say you inherited it, and it's on the other side of town, or different town, and kids keep breaking into it, they keep stealing stuff, you put up no trespassing signs, they tear down the signs, they vandalize the signs, they write nasty notes to you, and they steal stuff from the house. So one day, when you're fed up, you decide, I'm going to actually rig the house. I'm going to put a gun in there. So when someone breaks in, they're trespassing, right? When they break in, they get shot. I mean, doesn't that seem like that's some kind of justice? No, it's not. And here's the thing. I'm going to discuss the case from Iowa first, then I'm going to discuss it more broadly. But the case from Iowa is Katko versus Briney. And what happened here was that a man owned a house that kept getting broken into, and he was getting sick and tired of it. So he set up a shotgun in the bedroom of the house, mounted it so it was aimed at the door to the bedroom, so someone had to be in the house to get shot, and he wired it so that if they opened the door, it would shoot the person who opened the door. And he made a mental note, next time I go to my house, don't open that door. And someone, of course, broke in, and the shotgun took a part of their leg off. Okay, and that person, the burglar, sued the homeowner. Now, we've discussed before about whether or not a burglar can sue a homeowner for injuries that he incurs while he's in the property. But here, the thing about it is that this time the property owner injured the person very, very severely. So at trial, the plaintiff, who was the burglar, won. A jury gave him money. So the homeowner filed an appeal, and it made it to the Iowa Supreme Court in 1971. And the primary issue presented here is whether an owner may protect personal property in an unoccupied, boarded-up farmhouse against trespassers and thieves by a spring gun capable of inflicting death or serious injury. Here are some facts. Plaintiff action is for damages resulting from serious injury caused by a shotgun, 20-gauge, spring set by defendants in a bedroom of an old farmhouse which had been uninhabited for several years. Plaintiff and his companion broke into and entered the house, and they were specifically there to find and steal old bottles. And they considered them to be antiques. They thought they were rare. They're going to steal them. At defendant's request, plaintiff's action was tried to a jury consisting of residents of the community where defendant's property was located. So the guy thought, hey, I'll get a jury of the peers of the people who live near the farmhouse. Maybe they'll understand the idea that I'm trying to protect my farmhouse. Jury returned a verdict for plaintiff and against defendants. Now, here's the thing, and this shows you that times have changed since 1971. Plaintiff was awarded $20,000 actual damages and $10,000 punitive. Today, that'd be all times, a couple thousand each. Most of the facts are not disputed. Defendant Bertha Briney inherited her parents' farmland in Mahaska and Monroe counties, including that was the house that's in question here. No one lived there. And for about 10 years, there were a series of break-ins at the house. And so throughout those years, they boarded the house up. They tried to secure the house. People would just show up out there with a crowbar and bust their way back in. So on June 11th, 1967, defendant set a shotgun trap in the north bedroom. Mr. Briney cleaned and oiled his 20-gauge shotgun, the power of which he was well aware. And defendants took it to the old house where they secured it to an iron bed with the barrel pointed at the bedroom door, rigged with a wire from the doorknob to the trigger. Briney first pointed the gun so as an intruder would be hit in the stomach, as if you can be that specific when you're not there. But at Mrs. Briney's suggestion, they aimed lower just to shoot the person in the legs. And he asked, he was asked on the stand, why'd you do this? And he admitted, I was mad and being tormented and I didn't intend to injure anyone. Well, when you say something that stupid on the stand, you didn't intend to injure anybody with your 20-gauge shotgun aimed at their legs. So the spring gun could not be seen from the outside, and there was no warning or anything to indicate that the house was, you know, rigged to kill you. So when the man broke in, opened the door, it blew off part of his leg, including much of his tibia. But he did not lose the leg. The leg was saved. So he managed to crawl some distance to his vehicle, rushed to a doctor, and then to a hospital. He was hospitalized for 40 days, and then he filed a lawsuit against the homeowner for rigging the house with the gun. So here's the thing. The man who got shot admitted he had no right to be in there. In fact, he pled guilty to larceny. He admitted he stole. And by the way, the larceny was a plea bargain, in case you're curious, because obviously breaking into a building is different than stealing, okay? But, you know, there's a bunch of different things he could have been charged with. I'm not sure the law was in Iowa in 1967 or 68, but apparently they plea bargained it down to larceny. He pled guilty to it, and that came out at trial. He said, yeah, I'm guilty. I'm guilty of a crime. Doesn't mean that a civilian gets to shoot my leg off for it. So the main thrust of the defendant, the homeowner here, is that the law permits use of a spring gun in a dwelling or warehouse for the purpose of preventing the unlawful entry of a burglar or thief. Well, the problem is that that's not true. In fact, most states, including Michigan, and I'll read you the statute in a second, have got specific laws saying you cannot set up a deadly device that'll harm somebody and then leave and then let it harm somebody and say, well, they were breaking the law. Because as you can imagine, there's a couple problems there, one of which is, you know, suddenly you're the judge, jury, and executioner, as we say. And number two, in most states, you cannot use deadly force to protect private property if there's no life being threatened. So if you come at me with a gun and say, give me your money, if I can manage to kill you in that process, that's what you get for pulling a gun on me. However, if you break into my house when I'm not there and I have you killed, the person being killed wasn't threatening anybody's life because no one was there. So the idea of an unattended spring gun is a problem. So they discussed all of these things, and they pointed out that breaking into the house that's unoccupied is not a felony of violence, because that's one of the things the guy was trying to say is, look, the guy's breaking into a house. He's a burglar. You know, burglars, it's a felony. Yeah, but there's no one whose life was threatened. So such is the rule, even though the injured party is a trespasser and is in violation of the law himself, he can actually recover at law, and that's why he's in court now. So here's the question, and they discuss a bunch of other cases, and they talk about the law has always placed a higher value upon human safety than upon mere rights and property, okay? My life is more important than your thing, whatever your thing is. It is the accepted rule that there is no privilege to use any force calculated to cause death or serious bodily injury to repel the threat to land or chattels, which is personal belongings, unless there's also a threat to the defendant's personal safety as to justify self-defense. And so one of the things they're getting at here is that, let's suppose people kept breaking into your house while you were there. Okay? If you wanted to, you'd be able to make a better argument setting that spring gun at your own bedroom, hooked to your own bed while you're sleeping in that bed. Someone breaks into your house and they're coming in to get you and the gun goes off and shoots them. It's no different than if you shot them yourself. But you being there is the element that changes this, because your life is presumably threatened. And if your life was threatened, whether you fired the gun or the spring fired the gun makes no difference. Both will be attributed to you. You set the gun up to fire. But you would have had the right to fire the gun. And if you had the right to fire the gun, then it doesn't matter if it was sprung or trigger pulled. And they go through a bunch of cases from other states. Out of Ohio, a plaintiff sued when he broke a door latch and started to enter a warehouse, and two sticks of dynamite blew him up. And the warehouse owner had put the sticks of dynamite there to teach a burglar a lesson. In Colorado, a plaintiff was allowed to recover compensatory and punitive damages for injuries from a spring gun defendant had placed at a filling station to keep people from stealing gasoline at night. In Georgia, A plaintiff was awarded injuries from a spring gun, which was simply just set to guard a house. In Texas, defendant rigged a bomb inside his theater so that if anyone came through the door, the bomb would explode. Now, you have to understand, besides the fact he sounds like bad comics, the guy plants a bomb to blow up and explode and kill the trespasser and says, I'm doing it to protect my theater that I just blew up with my bomb. In case you want to look that one up, it's called Phelps versus Hamlet, Texas Civil Appeals, 207 Southwest 425. Some of you will know how to look that up. In United Zinc versus Chemical Co. versus Brit, the court states, and this is a U.S. case, the liability for spring guns and man traps arises from the fact that the defendant has expected the trespasser and prepared an injury that is no more justified than if he had held the gun and fired it himself. Okay? And so there's, like I said, a whole host of these, including people being charged with very serious crimes because their spring gun killed somebody. And the question simply becomes, wait, isn't that just murder? Could be. And by the way, they point out that the idea of spring guns being illegal goes back to England and the common law. And many states and countries make them illegal by statute, meaning the law says these things are illegal. So in the case of Iowa there, the man who broke into the empty farmhouse to steal things from it got shot with a spring gun trap set by the owner of the house and sued successfully. And there's no question that man was trespassing. But as you might guess, the penalty for trespassing is not we shall saw your leg off at the knee. And I understand he didn't lose the leg, but he came close. And it's not that we will blast you in the knee and you limp for the rest of your life. The penalty for trespassing is what he did. And that is that he pled guilty to it and went to jail. I think he had a suspended sentence for part of it, but I think he spent some time in jail. But the point is that there are legal remedies and punishments for that that make sense, but they're doled out by the government, not doled out by you, the homeowner. And again, if someone breaks into your house and your home, you have the right to defend yourself. And as I pointed out, and I just know she's still here, old Betsy here, my Civil War sword, mentioned her in a previous episode. If you come into my house and I'm forced to use that in self-defense, I will. And I'd enjoy it. And I would, with a straight face, tell the police, guy broke in, tried to kill me. I defended myself. Sorry I made such a mess, but it's my house. I'll clean it up. And that's how that goes. But the idea of a spring gun, trap gun, whatever you want to call it, also has a problem with what we call public policy. There's a major reason I have not addressed yet as to why trap guns, spring guns, other booby traps are unadvisable and are illegal in most states. And it's simply this. If you booby trap a house, anybody entering the house for whatever reason could get injured or killed. And you say, so what? It's my property. Your house catches on fire and someone calls the fire department. Fireman goes up, kicks in the front door, and boom, gets blasted in the face with a spring gun that was put there to keep the teenage boys from breaking in who'd been breaking in there last week. So you could have a situation with a fireman. You could have somebody driving down the road, their car breaks down, it's raining out, and it's cold out, and they're on the verge of death, and they decide to break into the house to get in out of the elements. You might say, Steve, they're not allowed to do that. Well, you know something? They might do it and say, I'm willing to pay the cost. I'm willing to pay for the door I break, and I'm willing to go to jail for trespassing if it saves my life. And there have been examples of people who've broken into cabins out in the woods, and they got caught in a blizzard. And you break into the cabin, and next thing you know, you get your head blown off. And so the public policy is that we don't want people booby-trapping houses where there's nobody there to assure that the right person gets shot. So in case you're curious, I'm just going to read you one from Michigan, but most states have got these now. Just type in the phrase, the name of your state, plus spring gun or trap device or trap gun. And it's MCL 750.236, setting spring guns, etc. Any person who shall set any spring or other gun or any trap or device operating by the firing or explosion of gunpowder or any other explosive and shall leave or permit the same to be left except in the immediate presence of a competent person shall be guilty of a misdemeanor, at the very least, a misdemeanor, punishable by imprisonment in the county jail not more than a year, or by fine of not more than $500. And so you go, well, you know, that's a risk I'll take. And the killing of any person by the firing of a gun or device so set shall be manslaughter. So if you get caught simply setting it, just setting it, okay, it's a crime. You can go to jail for a year. If the gun goes off and kills somebody, it's manslaughter. But the bigger problem you're going to have is when the gun goes off and you don't kill that person, the lawsuit is going to get ugly. You're going to lose like the guy in Iowa did, and it's not good. Now, I'm not saying I'm advocating for the right to break into people's homes, and I'm not saying that I don't sympathize or empathize with the people who want to protect their property. You know, I've dealt with bad people before. I've worked at businesses where people broke in. I mean, it's annoying. It's frightening. And I think they should throw the books at people, book at people, especially the ones who break into homes. I think there's something, you know, a sanctity to your home. Someone breaks into your home, they need to do jail time at least. You should never be allowed to say, oh, we're going to just slap you on the wrist for that. No, you break into someone's home, it should be automatic jail. It's the length of time we're discussing here. But, you know, can you set a deadly trap for somebody? It sounds like fun. It seems like it might be something you're driven to. But, as I point out, it's contrary to the law. And if you do it and it hurts somebody, you could go to jail. And you can get sued by the person who got shot. And think about the irony there. That's where it really gets ugly. The idea that you set this trap, someone broke into your home, and they're suing you, and they're getting money from you. That should be enough motivation for you to say, you know something, it sounds like a stupid idea. So no, you cannot booby trap your buildings, your homes, unless you are there to babysit the booby trap. In which case, why don't you just do it like a man and either break out your Civil War sword, if you got one, or just grab whatever you got nearby and Second Amendment the person right out of your life. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.